are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back. Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci, Steeler Week. We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, or tweet us at Browns_daily. And the best fans in the NFL do need their gear. Shop the best selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop with new arrivals each week. Visit the store at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or go to shop.clevelandbrowns.com. If our man, the voice of the Browns, can rock sick orange socks, Jim Donovan was just in here looking sharp in that. He's fired up for Steeler Week. Get your gear, get fired up, paint the town Browns tomorrow, and get ready for the Steelers on Sunday.
And dress warm. It's going to be a cold one out at the stadium, so we want to remind you that. And remember, again, if you're bringing in blankets, you can do that, but have them draped over your shoulder as you go through the gates. So
that was a good recreation. That was a good recreation.
I'm doing it here. We're not.
I see the blanket on your
shoulder. I'm doing the visual, even though you can't see me, but I did a good drape.
No, it was perfect.
Wasn't that a good
drape?
If
they drape like that, the point of ingress will move very efficiently.
So we go inside the locker room on this show, as we regularly do. Jameer Howardson, and he's good with ingress and egress as well. And he is going to sit down with Willis McGahee. Take it away, Jay.
Thanks, Vic. Willis, it's Pittsburgh Steelers week. This is your first time being a Brown, but you're very familiar with facing this team. Just taking a look back at last week's game, how challenging was that loss as you guys prepare for this game?
It was very difficult. You know, it was a division game, and, you know, it was one game that we know we need to go out there and win, but it didn't happen like that. Unfortunately, we broke even. But, you know, that's a game we got to put behind us because we got another big game this week, and that's Pittsburgh. You know, those guys are going to come to play. It's another division game. It's going to be hard-nosed football. It's going to be a grind.
Willis, from gauging the mood in and around the locker room, how do you think these young players have bounced back from Sunday's loss?
Well, these young guys are very much ready. They're like little pit bulls. They're ready to be unleashed. You know, I think everybody has a lot of anger in them from last week, you know, us losing to Cincinnati. So, you know, it's like we got a chip on our shoulder right now. We want to go out there and get it off and do what we need to do.
When you look at this Pittsburgh team, they got off to a rough start, but they turned the corner. What is it about this team that you're seeing different from the way they were playing early on?
I mean, you know, that Pittsburgh has always been a great team. You know, they always had a great defense. You know, unfortunately, they didn't go the way they wanted to go at the beginning of the season. But, you know, you can always turn it around when it comes down to the end. And they're making a turn for the better right now. And, you know, our goal is to go out there and just play Cleveland Brown football. You know what I mean? We can still salvage our season and do what we need to do. And if we take care of business, everything will work out for us.
And just overall, what does this game mean to the members of here in the locker room? Like I said earlier, you were part of the Baltimore Ravens. So you guys had your own rivalry in your own right. And you're very familiar with this team.
Hey, it's a division game. It's a lot riding on the line. You know, we're in second place. They're in second place. So, you know, we want to go ahead and get that upper edge on those guys. You know, we got to be ready to play because it's not going to be easy. You know, it most likely might be a low-scoring game. It might be a defensive game. Who knows? But if we do what we need to do, offensive-wise, everything will work out for us.
Willis, thank you for your time, and good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
Jameer, thank you. Willis McGahee, thank you. I love that. Unleashing a lot of little pit bulls. That was great.
Pit bull.
That was great.
I like it.
And a visual.
And
analogy.
I know that Willis McGahee's skills may not be at the level they once were, but his leadership and I think what he brings inside the locker room still speaks volumes. And I think that it's good to have a guy who's been in a lot of big time and meaningful battles with the Steelers in his career. Remember, he played for the Baltimore Ravens for a number of years, is good. And I think that he's right. Unleash the pit bulls, unleash the hounds. Let's get the dogs barking and take the Steelers down.
Yeah, I think so. That would be a nice formula for success. And we want to hear from you, by the way. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_daily. It's an interactive show, so let's interact. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Ron Cook coming up at the top of the hour to talk some Steelers, columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Gerard Cherry in the next hour. So much ahead. Stick around for more. ESPN 850 WKNR.